Welcome to the Spoutcast, where we spout off the news to those who drink from the well. My name is Christian Warren. Alongside me, Sarah the glamorous Wells, Jane the beautiful Fawcett, and PJ.
I'm glamorous, you're beautiful, and you're PJ.
PJ.
Christian, you're handsome.
Oh, thank you very much. Now, PJ.
He's got good hair.
Let me just tell you, if you guys don't know PJ, you are our North Campus pastor, correct? Yes.
And PJ, the preaching jerk.
Yeah, this is what PJ does. PJ never listens to a full episode of the Spoutcast.
Only his section.
The only time he ever listens to Spoutcast is when he teaches and he wants to listen to, like, oh, what did people have to say about how good my sermon was? And so,
I want to hear, like, how are these people taking my sermon for the people?
And one time
we were like a couple weeks, and you're the sample.
You are.
Well, a couple weeks ago, you did a sermon on, like, what'd you do?
1 Corinthians 12, the last.
Yeah. And we like totally didn't talk at all about what his sermon was. Yeah. I'm like, PJ, you listen to him. He's like, yeah, you guys didn't talk about anything I said.
I was like, I actually thought, man, I did not teach very well at all because.
No. We just go off track all the time. So I wouldn't worry too much about it.
You know, it's funny. When I listen to this podcast, I always skip over the sermon discussion.
Wow.
Ouch.
Whoa, Sarah.
Because I always end up saying something that I listen to later and I'm like, why did I say that? I said that out loud.
You might want to get a flame retardant suit because hell's going to be hot. All right, Sarah?
Yeah.
Just letting you know. Hey, so PJ's going to stick around with us for the whole episode. We're going to talk about your sermon. I got some critiques. I don't know if you can hear this piece of paper.
I didn't know you guys had scripts.
I brought my whole iPad.
Oh, yeah, so PJ, we're going to just give it to you here.
I didn't know I was supposed to bring my notes.
No, not notes about the sermon. Not notes about the sermon, just critiques for PJ.
Oh, okay. I got those ready to go.
I have notes on my dress.
You're wearing a dress?
No.
Oh, we're going to get to your outfit, PJ. Don't you worry. So we're going to do that for the sermon discussion, then also just chat with PJ about life as North Campus pastor. And you kind of do the PM stuff now too, right?
I'm over PM. But
well, we'll get to that. All right. We'll get to that, PJ.
You clearly, ask him a question kind of, and then you shut him up.
Kind of. Well, that's how it works around here. So then we've also, we'll close out the show with just some announcements. And Sarah, you chose the music this week. I've never heard of this band. So
you've never heard of Imagine Dragons?
I've never heard of Imagine Dragons. But Carl Deese loves to Imagine Dragons. So
this song, one of their songs is really popular right now. I won't sing it for you, but there's Clapping and Snapping, and any song with clapping and snapping is a good one in my book.
Carl D said that him and Dom play this song at romantic. Dusty Buns.
Oh, it's really? Such a great song. You guys,
what's
honestly,
Snapping Dragons?
No, Imagine Dragons.
Oh.
So this is what you meant when you said that you were spent.
Snapping Dragons.
Exactly.
No.
All right. Oh, that was good.
All right, so stay tuned for that. Up next, we'll talk with PJ about this past week's sermon. Stay tuned.
Apostolic age ended and all the apostles died. Guess what happened to love? It keeps going. We're still to operate in love, if you take that view. After the church matured and went from its infancy into maturity, guess what we're still supposed to do? Love. After the canon of scripture was completed, completed, do you know how we're still supposed to operate? In love. after every single local church. Let's say there's a local church out there and you're going, well, they don't even have the canon of scripture, so they have these gifts right now until they get the canon of scripture? Possibly. But look, after they get the canon of scripture, what are they supposed to still do? Love. Every single day, when we stand face to face one day with Jesus Christ, and it's all done and we stand before him, guess what we're still not done with? Loving. Love goes on forever.
That is a clip from PJ about anger. And
See, I knew you guys really didn't listen.
No, I know. Yeah. No, PJ spoke this past Sunday. Correct me if I'm wrong here, but 1 Corinthians 13, 8 through 13.
8 through 13, yes.
Okay, and yes. The summary of it would be, talked a lot about love, but in this passage there is, it touches on gifts, and basically I'd say for a good 20 minutes of your sermon, you focused on what the different views of have gifts ceased or not, or what is that word, they will cease when the perfect comes. What does that word perfect mean?
Yeah, when the perfect comes. It's not, the passage is about specifically the gift of prophecy and the gift of knowledge.
Right.
In that one, yeah. Yeah. When did they cease or have they ceased? Well, tongues is written in verse 8, but the rest of the passage really doesn't bring up tongues.
Focuses on those
until
two.
Chapter 14 again, yeah.
So basically the sum of the sermon would be like love has no expiration date, but the some of the gifts may have an expiration date. Yeah. What is that expiration date? And I loved what you said at the very end. You said, we always focus on the part of the scripture that Paul is not addressing. So we always focus on, well, what's the expiration date? When does it end? What's supposed to happen? But that's not what Paul's trying to get at. He's trying to say, look, love has no expiration date. These other things will cease, but love will not.
That's the
yes?
point, yeah. His point is that love has no expiration. Not his main point isn't about when the other things will end.
Right. Now, PJ, I just have some critiques here, all right? So, PJ.
Uh-oh.
Sherry dressed me,
PJ,
so if you have any critiques about how
critic.
I was dressed, that's really not critiquing me.
Let's go through the scripture for just one second, all right?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
In the scripture, you talk about children, basically like we leave our infant ways and we become, mature, right?
Right. That's the example that Paul gave to further explain about how that perfect makes those partial things go away.
Right. And then you had an opportunity to kind of talk about how, you know, when we leave our infant ways, and do you remember some of the examples that you gave?
Yes, I do. Yes.
I thought that would have been a prime time to insert in some good jokes, don't you think? Like, you
what
could
if it was a serious part of the sermon and
like
it wasn't
what?
Time for
but
a
it? But it was like,
well, I want this.
You
I
used
like,
to do
I
some
like
things. As, you used to do some things as a kid. Like I'm trying to think of some examples you said. But it's like when
I
you
said,
were
like a stork coming. Like you always thought that the stork came and brought your little brother.
Like right. You used to like poop your pants or something.
Well, but they see that's maybe taken
what?
A little too far. But I don't think that was the opportunity
too
to
far,
Jane.
Too far. What?
Now, I don't think that would have been good for me to say.
No, 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 no. But like, see the stork thing. The stork thing was like you were almost there. You had the audience. Like this was like prime time to check. Like this was a time to work out your 1 minute stand up comedy right there. But you know, I just felt like you got to get a good joke in there.
It was lacking in that area.
Well, because that was a serious part, and you know, you got to ease the tension because you're about to go into some serious love stuff here.
So, like, what would you have said, Christian?
Like
well,
what? Yeah, like
something
what?
That I guess if I was talking to adults, I'd be like, when you were a kid, you used to pick your nose and eat it, but we clearly don't do that anymore. Well, maybe some of you guys do. But
I don't know if that would have been a good example.
Okay, but you know, there's a, you could be like, what are some funny things you used to do as a kid?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of something. See, this is why you got to work out the jokes.
I was specifically talking about the way you thought differently, though. Like, how did you think as a kid that really, when you found it, when you were an adult, you found out it's really not.
Do you guys? I could think of many examples of things that I thought was real when I was a kid, and I found out that it was like, oh, that's so weird.
Yeah.
Right. So, just, you know, PJ, just an observation.
Like what, Sarah?
I used to think every woman's name was Diane and every man's name was Robert, but
there's
we went by
example.
Our middle names.
See, there's an exit. That's a child reasoning right there. Yeah.
Why?
Right.
I have no idea, but it made sense in my head.
Yes.
I was very disappointed when I found out my name wasn't Diane Sarah.
And PJ, I thought you were looking quite sharp on Wednesday and Sunday. Yes.
Thank you.
You had a nice, bright turquoise blue shirt on. And
yes.
Just wanted to address this on the podcast for those, you know, listeners out there. Do you dress yourself on a Sunday or?
Do you dress yourself ever?
Ever? Well, there are certain times, certain moments that I would dress myself.
When you have to stay and inside that, the house.
And by dress yourself, we mean pick your clothes out.
Pick my clothes. Yes, I actually do dress myself. Yes.
Yeah, all right, TJ, okay, one leg but, in.
But Sherry does lay out my clothes.
Now,
for me.
She has excellent style. I feel like I told this story on The Spout last time you were on. When I worked at Hume and you'd come up to speak, we had your packing list, your outfit list on our whiteboard for the rest of the summer.
On
Roxy paper.
To prove, because I think some people actually went, okay, he's exaggerating. Sherry doesn't really do that. But
she really does.
She even does, like, when I do go on a trip sometimes and she's not there, I will open up my suitcase and on the top will be, this is what you wear on Monday. This is what you wear on Tuesday. Yeah.
So, I was just giving Sherry, I guess, a compliment because you looked mighty sharp. Even on the video, PJ, the shirt really blends in with the screen. And I mean, you're looking good, dude.
Yeah, you know, somebody told me a couple weeks ago, Percy, he went to Clovis campus and he watched my video and he keeps tabs on me. And he actually called Sherry because he knew that Sherry dresses me and said, Sherry, he was wearing a white shirt and it just kind of faded. It was kind of just...
That was on Sunday?
No. It was some other time in the past. And he said, you know what? That color doesn't look as good
turquoise,
on him.
So they had really a discussion about it. They had a discussion. Made me listen more. Made me listen more to your sermon because usually I'm like...
Well, doesn't blue make you hungry though?
Oh, I don't know. But let's get back to the sermon here, all right?
Red makes you hungry. Oh. Enough. That's why McDonald's or Burger King use red.
Enough railing on PJ.
That's what I heard. I heard that
blue probably makes you sleepy.
Colors do...
I've heard this too.
Yeah. And purple makes you feel
royal.
Royal. Or in love.
So let's get back to the sermon. Speaking of love.
You're wearing a lot of purple today, Sarah.
Brown. Those are brown.
Back to the sermon. Sorry, got a little off track. My bad. It's PJ's in here. Like to rail on him a little bit. My apologies.
It's okay.
Okay. So there are basically four different views as to what that perfect could mean in the end.
Yeah, there's actually more than that. I didn't get into
you
it in the service.
You focused on four specific ones.
Yeah, there's three really specific ones that most commentators would go through.
Now, is that hard to teach four different views and not really land on the purpose, or that you liked that it went that way? Because, you know, sometimes Brad will go like, here's what some people say, here's what I think. You never said, here's what I think.
Yeah, you noticed that.
I did notice that.
Yeah.
I thought you did say that.
No, I said there is one that I do lean toward, just like as if probably after your study, you would probably lean toward one.
But he never told us what that was.
I think you said there's one I lean towards in the midst of while you were listing them all out. And so I just assumed the next one that you talked about was the one you leaned towards.
Yeah.
So which one do you lean towards?
Personally, I lean toward the one that I couldn't find anybody else saying the same thing as me.
You said
that was the very first one I gave was the one I personally leaned toward.
You said that last night at the five. You said no one else agrees with me on this.
Oh, maybe I didn't lie. Oh. Maybe lie, but on video I know I did say. I might have done that at one of the services.
And that one was kind of
let that leak out.
That was basically like basically they cease after it has come true. So if you're speaking of words of wisdom or or words of knowledge, or you're giving somebody a prophecy, that prophecy came true.
Yeah. So
and then it ceases after that.
So now I'm living not as much from the prophecy. I'm living now from the fulfillment of the prophecy.
Makes
total
sense. Yeah. That is, I have actually never heard that, I guess,
that point of view
interpretation of that scripture before
probably scare you, but
but it makes total sense. I mean, there's nothing in the scripture. Now you use Galatians to back up another one,
Ephesians chapter 4
Ephesians
with
the
immaturity, and then James chapter 1 is usually the one that's talked about with when the church completion of the canon of scripture.
Now the completion of the canon of scripture is another one that I actually have not heard much of, but I feel like that's a wildly popular view.
I heard that more than anything else growing up. Just because of the church I was in, you know, that was definitely a view that I heard quite a few times.
The one that I've definitely been around and heard is when Christ comes
eternity,
returns. And then
something to do with after it's all said and done.
It is really interesting how this scripture and various other scriptures in Corinthians seem like women in ministry or gifts or whatever seems to be like everybody talks about those things and yet kind of misses the point of what Paul's trying to get at.
Yeah,
you talked about communion at one point. It's like, well, that's all we talk about. But like Paul is not trying to address necessarily all the how-tos of communion. He's trying to make sure like, you know, you're not exercising your rights if it's like bothering other people or, and now this is another section of 1 Corinthians, but it's like, we focus on the things that aren't what Paul's trying to get at. What Paul's really trying to say is it's like, it's all about love, right?
Right. What he was trying to say there, I think it's pretty clear, is that love is the thing that always does abide. Whatever's happening with these gifts, it's about operating with love, not,
and setting those gifts aside for love, basically.
Yeah, putting in the right priority, yeah.
Now, oh, go for it.
I was just going to say this.
I don't know if that was a complete thought.
I found like, for me, when I look at a lot of passages, there's some other passages that I think are unclear for me. I just want to be honest about it. But I have found that if not all of them, I can't think of one that this wouldn't be, but I don't want to say all, but I think every single one of them, the parts that I don't really get really doesn't take away from what the passage is really trying to teach.
Right.
And that's a really good encouragement. So
there's a couple passages in the New Testament where I read it and I think I have no idea what it's even trying to say. And I think like that, maybe a few verses in there, that was one of them. Like when the perfect comes, the partial will pass. I thought, how on earth does this have anything to do with partial? Like I didn't understand how that connected at all. I still don't really, but I like that I don't have to worry about that because the main theme is love, like that is what's more important than any gift.
That's it. Yep.
Yeah. And so I think the concept of once again, like setting your gifts aside for the sake of love. And it's just running that theme throughout the whole book of 1 Corinthians, setting your freedom in Christ aside or whatever for the sake of other people.
Yeah.
For the sake of love. And it's just, you can just see the theme if you've been listening to the whole 1 Corinthians series, just kind of like, it's a thread throughout the whole book. And
I think that's a very astute observation, Christian.
Oh, really?
Very.
Well, I only know that because I pay attention to only your sermons. So,
oh my God.
Now, but it is one of those things where.
It's because I'm sitting here right now, huh?
Yeah.
When Jared's in here next week, he's going to say that to him.
You know, I don't know how much you could pump me up because I just found out earlier today that I'm actually was the second choice to even be here today. So,
true. Oh, you know, well.
I'm like the backup. Am I the backup? To be honest with me, you guys.
There's a lot of people that could have been the backup, but we chose you to be the backup.
Yeah, PJ. No, you got to look at it more like that.
PJ. Oh, okay.
Now, PJ, you talked a little bit about
full, not half empty.
That's right.
You talked a little bit about kind of giving up your right of teaching for
for loving. Yeah.
Yeah, and one of the things you brought up, and I thought this would touch on it for a little bit, but you know your wife wants somebody to listen and you're typically someone who will try and teach at her. And I'm very similar in my own marriage of just like all my wife wants for me is to listen. But all I want to do is like, you know, I talked about this last week a little bit, well, where is that in scripture or whatever? But then even in like, let's take just normal everyday situations like, oh, work was really hard today. Well, why was it so hard? Well, you know, the Bible says this or whatever. And it's like, I think that is a great example of somebody who's uses their gift in a time that's not necessarily needed. You know what I mean? I was just trying to think, what about kind of somebody who's sitting in the audience that's not teaching is not their gift?
Yeah.
What would be something where they would have to lay one of their gifts aside?
You know, it's interesting. I just talked to Jeremiah this morning. Jeremiah was just talking to me. He goes, PJ, I really liked it because I applied it to myself. And he said, you know, even with a gift, there's certain gifts I think that you go, wow, I don't know if you ever lay any of these aside. There's act of mercy. We think, oh, we would never put that aside, you know?
Right.
And he said, I believe that the gift of active mercy. But he said, that actually can get in the way of loving because sometimes the best way to love somebody in the moment is to discipline them.
Mm-hmm.
And my gifting in that area, I need to actually go and kind of go against my natural bent at that moment. And I think we have the characteristic of mercy behind everything we're doing, but sometimes that spiritual gift just doesn't fit right there in the moment. But he was actually telling me that's how he applied it to himself. And I thought, boy, if somebody could apply that with a gift like act of mercy, that's not always
not even what you were talking about. Yeah.
Could be used. Then I thought, wow, that's knowing how to apply it to some of those other areas too. maybe administration, you know, maybe at the moment, the best way to love is not to organize people. You know,
totally.
Right then.
Yeah.
So
I think that I'd never heard it explained that way, but it was, I think you hit the nail right on the head. Cause, I think most of our weaknesses, if there's like a weakness that you get really frustrated with in yourself, chances are the root of it is a strength gone wrong. Like, oh, I just always interrupt people. I always talk at people or whatever. Well, maybe the root of it is really you have a gift of teaching and you just don't know how to handle it and you don't know how to rein it in. Or I'm a people pleaser. I let people stomp all over me. Well, maybe your gift is act of mercy and you just have no idea how to work it. You just let it rain all the time. And I had a mentor talk to me about that one time because she, yeah, anyways. But most of the time we have a strength that we just don't know how to control or use well. So it turns into a weakness and it just is detrimental to everybody around you.
Yeah.
So in the context of like, let's just say words of knowledge or prophecies or whatever, in the context of 1 Corinthians, how are they using those gifts to not love people? Do you know?
Yeah.
Or?
Well, actually, we're going to get that in chapter 14. It wasn't the word of knowledge or prophecy that they were having a tough time with. It was actually specifically for them, tongues.
Yeah,
they
I know really 14 thought, deals with tongues.
Yeah, that was their
issue.
He's and setting up chapter 12 that. For that, for yeah. them. And so you're going to find it in chapter 14. You're going to see him say probably 4 or 5 times, okay, but how is this edifying the church?
Right.
Because love is what edifies. He says that in chapter 8.
Right.
But the way they were using tongues in certain contexts, it wasn't edifying the church. So he was basically just saying, so why are you doing that? Why are you using the gift in that? Because the purpose of every gift is actually to edify someone else.
So then, can I ask you a question based on that?
You sure can.
So then in chapter 14, when, you know, I've definitely heard the concept of like, there's like... tongues, but like your own prayer language, and that doesn't, does that edify somebody else, or is that edifying just yourself?
Yeah, that's what chapter 14 talks
deals
about.
With.
He even talks specifically about some people that were using tongues in prayer, and he just brings up the point, how is this edifying other people? And he ends that section in chapter 14 with, so here's the conclusion, why don't we all just do something that edifies the church?
Gotcha. So that's kind of what's to come in the sermon series. Yeah. You're probably not going to teach, though, after this past week, right?
Oh, I don't
know. PJ. Yeah.
I come back in chapter 15.
Okay. I appreciate the honesty that you came out in the beginning and just kind of said, like, I was really bummed that I had to get this passage. It's such a tough passage to teach. And, you know, you try to get out of it a couple times, and I think it was perfect. You know what I mean? I think you really came across of right in the middle, and there's nobody – did you have anybody come up to you and be like, I totally disagree with you? Because there's nothing to disagree with.
Yeah, I didn't have anybody do that. I'm sure there was, but the people who did come up to me and talk to me specifically about that said, I appreciate you being honest, and I actually appreciate you saying that we don't really know.
No.
Because that's what it
but
looks like.
But that's where the danger lies, is that many people think this is what the scripture means, therefore I'm going to take that and I'm going to run with it, versus PJ came up with 4 logical reasonings behind this with other scriptures to back it up, and there is not a conclusive answer. We can, yes, lean towards one, but we cannot die on that hill. And that's what I think a lot of people do.
Yeah, and going along with that, the hill that I would say we need to die on is
love.
Let's not ever put these gifts above love.
Yeah, you mentioned like gifts will cease, but love never does. And it's like, let's not focus on that. Let's worry about loving one another. And I think that that is a great reminder. And that's kind of what we've been talking about over the last couple of weeks. But it is just one of those things where I just think reiterating the point of, look, we have all these arguments, all these conversations, churches divide over this, things divide, like people divide over this. And it's like, it's 2012 years later, same stuff still happening. So it is a bummer, but I think it's good to bring it up. So hopefully PJ, you know, next time I'll fall asleep during one of your sermons and I'll listen to the whole thing, but I appreciate you teaching, being honest. Heard you got a little windy at the 5 and the 7.
Yeah. I was getting going on, especially right.
getting
7.
Getting windy.
Little talky.
A little longer.
A long
That's all right, dude.
Yeah.
It's cool. You had a good shirt, so that's all that matters. All right. Well, we will we'll have PJ sit in with the next segment with us. And what's the band's name again? Hunting Dragons?
Imagine Dragons.
Imagine Dragons.
Snap Dragons?
Yes.
Snapping Dragons.
Snapping Dragons.
Clapping.
You guys
snapping,
want me to do my
imagining.
Joke again?
No.
Okay. Stay tuned for that.
You spend, and now it's time to be.
guys. Welcome back. Thanks for sticking with us through the break of Imagine Dragons, Spitfire, Snapping Dragons.
This is about Spitfire. The time PJ usually turns Snap. Off the Spoutcast. So you've never heard here. Past this segment.
I've never heard this part.
This is the
yeah.
funniest part.
Yeah. This.
What I mean, is this segment? What is this
segment?
This
is a segment where we drill you about yourself.
Oh.
Yes.
So, PJ.
Yeah. Why don't you like to be called Pastor John?
Do many people call you John? Does your family call you John, or do they call you
good
PJ?
Question. Good question. No, my family mostly calls me John, although as years have gone by, I'm being called more PJ. Like my nieces will call me Uncle PJ.
Oh, okay.
Not Uncle PJ.
A little bit
huh?
more. Not Uncle PJ.
How about
Uncle PJ.
You, PJ?
Sherry calls me PJ and John. Just depends on the context that we're in.
Yeah. Like oh, she's mad. Angry. She calls you John. If she's feeling good, she calls you Peach.
I hear John a lot. No, she and when we're alone, I don't know how she switches over. She'll call me John. When we're with anybody else, she just goes right over to PJ.
I think that when Brad turns like. Brad's not 40 yet, is he? Or he's turning 40?
He is 40. He just turned 40
last
year.
He turns like 45 or 50. Like, he should be then Bradley Bell. Like,
Bradley, huh?
Like, we could start
give
it right
him some
now.
Younger, you know, he needs, you know, it's going to de-age
Christian, did you
him.
Ever have a nickname?
I tried to nickname myself Twinkie in high school. And not in high school, in junior high. You know when they, like, you know, they're doing roll and they're like,
and
hey,
you try to nickname yourself.
If your name's, if just, I'm going to call out some names. If you have a nickname, just let me know what your nickname
I
is.
I did that one time.
And
too.
So they're like, Christian Warren. And I'm all, hey, call me Twinkie. And never
why
flew.
Twinkie?
I love Twinkies.
Oh. Oh.
And that's where you're the Twinkie King.
And Sarah,
that's
you wild. Said you did the same thing, yeah. Sarah. Sarah, you did
okay,
the same thing.
Wait,
I did in college, though.
And what did you want
I
to
said,
be called?
Just call me Phantom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Phantom. You know, it was
in
a dare.
College?
It was a dare, and I did it, and I got
oh
to talk about a lot of it. So.
What's your name at Camp Hammer?
Potsy is my name at Camp Hammer.
Potsy. Why?
So,
oh, I remember this story.
My very first summer there, I was like a volunteer and I did cooked with dishes and things like that. And so they thought that was funny that I did dishes. And there was this guy in the show Happy Days who did dishes in a very similar dish room. And so they always said like, sit on it, Potsy. Yeah, right? Okay, so
Potsy.
Yeah, PJ's that old.
PJ's
yeah. He's pushing 60, so.
Totally.
And so that's why they named me Potsy. Not
and,
as cool of a story.
I was a camp, I worked for a camp for a couple of summers, and my nickname was Poncho.
Poncho, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What, like, ponchos in the things you wear to, like, a rainy baseball
yeah,
game
you know,
something?
There. I had a poncho
okay.
that I did wear when it was raining, like when a thunderstorm would come or something, and, you know, you get those in the
so you were a camp counselor a long time ago.
I was the assistant director of a camp.
Oh, where
for
at?
Two summers.
What, excuse
it was
us.
Called Wolf Mountain.
Out in Nevada?
Wolf Mountain by Grass Valley.
Dude, seriously, in California, Grass Valley?
Yeah.
When did you work there?
Let's see, 1982,
okay.
83.
We used to do
Christian's life.
We used to do junior high retreats when I was in Davis. My junior high would go to Wolf Mountain. Or whatever it's called, Wolf.
Yeah,
yeah, and stayed in Grass Valley, and it was. I mean, yeah, totally remember that place. It was awesome.
Yeah, I was that's there for awesome. Two summers,
and then it just tanked, huh?
Well, after I was that. In college at the time, and the next summer I just had some different jobs. So, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know they did camp
fired.
Names there. I guess I never came during the summer. It was only winter camps.
Oh
there.
Yeah, at least when I was there, they had camp names. So.
All right,
James, yeah. Did you ever have a camp name?
I didn't ever have a camp name.
Oh, I feel like you should have.
I never worked in the departments that.
Oh,
had
the,
one.
Yeah.
Phantom, did you ever have a camp name?
I did.
What was it?
Snacks.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I did try to nickname myself Juicebox, and they're like, no, we're calling you Snacks.
Oh, that was a good
I tried one. To name a few yeah. people at Camp Hammer Juicebox, but it just never flew.
Yeah, so. Mine didn't either.
If you guys could nickname me a camp name, what would you call me?
Well, you know, we'd have to really think hard about
Janie,
this.
Whiny Janie, maybe?
Fancy feet.
Do you hear
fancy
that?
Lady.
Whiny Janie.
Whiny Janie.
Now, PJ, let's fast forward about, you know,
preaching
60
jerk.
Years.
That's oh. been a nickname of mine, for sure.
Let's fast forward, you know, a good 40, 50 years after.
Oh, man.
Now, you obviously are on staff at the Well. You teach. But some people who don't go to our North Campus may not know that you now oversee all four services, right?
Technically.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm hands-on with still the morning. It's still Jordan Diepersloot is still around and still really the campus pastor there.
Okay.
But I'd be maybe more seen as like maybe his well, I'm technically his boss, but immediate boss, but
But you're empowering him and letting him fly with the seven. And yeah, does he do the five or no?
Still five and seven, yeah.
So you're just there to look good, basically.
Who does midweek?
I'm there. Sam? Sam Freshwater does.
Oh, that's
does.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jordan told a joke at the seven that tanked pretty hard.
Oh, no.
Oh, what was that
What'd
joke?
He say?
He said at the very beginning. Was it about the guys coming?
Ladies, if you're here looking for a man, you want a man who's in the service right now because there are a lot of good sporting events on TV right now, and they are not watching those. They're here attending church.
Yeah.
And
is
that a joke?
And then he paused for a second.
Okay.
And then he said, but if you're here at church for that reason, you're here for the wrong reason.
Yeah.
So and it should be here like, for that reason. Everybody just was kind of like,
the setup's too long. The setup's too long.
Well, the second part doesn't. He didn't even need the second part.
He didn't need the second part.
Because the first part,
no.
Everybody laughed. And then he said the second part, and it was like,
yeah.
PJ,
do I need to talk to him about that? Is that
PJ's got some good one-liners every once in a while.
Every once in a while,
I feel like you got. We were talking about this off the air, but you kind of come up there every Sunday and say a very similar thing. What do you say when you get up on stage, right in the very beginning?
I don't say a similar thing to that.
Yeah, you say it every.
You say it almost every week. I even know this.
This is what he does.
All right.
Hi, my name's PJ.
Wait, hold on. Can you make your voice a couple octaves higher?
Yeah.
Hi, my name's PJ. I'm the North Campus pastor, and this is my lovely wife, Sherry. Hi, Sherry. You're just so cute. That's what you do every week.
But that's not a joke.
Yeah, but
it's great.
Oh, you say it every
Sarah,
week.
But everybody in the audience does this.
Yeah, okay.
PJ, don't stop doing that.
Well, thank you, Sarah.
I think it's great. I think it's great. Now, does Sherry
Sarah
always
doesn't
sit
even
in the
go to the North Campus?
Sarah sits in the front on the right
Sarah
hand
Sarah sits
side.
In the front or what? Sherry?
Sherry sits in the front. Sorry. Sarah might sit in the
if
front.
You're gonna
Sherry sits in the front on the right hand side.
If you're going to refer to Sarah, you're going to want to call her Phantom.
Yeah, Phantom.
Excuse me. I go by Phantom here.
Yeah, Sherry sits
now,
in the
Now, does
front.
She sit in the front on both the 9 and the 11?
It depends.
How She'll come she didn't come to Clovis yesterday?
Both, Clovis is way, way out there
from where you guys live. Basically,
you know,
that's
it's
not
like,
entirely true.
It's just through like so
she
many
didn't
lights.
Even
and
come
stuff.
To the five or the seven.
Yeah,
she
you know, like Sherry so was. Lights. She has fibromyalgia, and so there's times where she gets a kind of a bout with that. And yesterday was one of those days.
Bummer.
So
hurting.
You taught in the morning at Clovis and then the PM at North, or did you do big at 5?
No, I did North.
5 and 7.
Yeah, 5 and 7.
Cool. And I feel like, PJ, you've been in the rotation a lot more of the teaching recently. Is there a reason behind that? Or
really?
You feel I felt like I've seen you a lot more. Like prior to you, I guess it was just Brad and sort of Rick and Jared, but it was predominant. It was like 80% Brad. I feel like it's
seen
more
Rick.
Of a...
In a while.
Yeah, Rick hasn't done in a while.
Yeah,
but now I feel like it's more of a 60-25-15 kind of thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're really close. I would say it's going to turn out to be more of 60-20-20.
Okay.
But yeah.
Because just Jared's got a few more towards the end of the year.
Yeah, it just depends on where you catch us, yeah.
So we talked in the last segment, you got a little gift of teaching. Do you ever get to use this gift outside of the well at all, or no, not really?
Yeah, I'll teach at like camps, different camps.
Okay, you've taught at Hume. We've talked about that before. Yeah. Are you planning on doing some Hume-like stuff this next summer?
Yeah, I usually do like two, like a junior high and a senior high.
Now here's something
I'm
like.
I'm going to Hawaii in March.
Word on the street is you're also
for Hume. For
you're also speaking at a winter camp this winter.
Yeah, some winter camp, some little winter camp somewhere. Yeah.
For junior high or high school?
I think it's a high school camp. It's I don't know.
I'm not
it's,
going to that.
That's coming. January.
Is it Camp Hammer?
Is it for the Well Community Church's student ministries?
I think that is the name of the group.
Yeah, PJ, we are really excited to have you teach for our high school camp.
Really?
Brad spoke last year, so you're going to have to, you know.
Oh, big shoes to fill. Literally.
That seriously is.
Now, Brad doesn't listen to Spoutcast, so I'm going to make fun of him a little bit. Is that all right?
And you guys are besties, so it's fine.
But this winter camp, like, it's a great facility. Like, the actual facility where you do camp is awesome because everything's all in one room. So you kind of, like, multi-purpose room. It's got everything in there. And then the cabins are, they're a little bit older. And then there's, like, the speaker cabin, you know? And Brad, like, brought his family, but he's used to more, like, the Hume Lake rooms that he gets. Like,
sure.
If you've never been to Hume Lake, they're very nice rooms. They take really good care of you there whenever you go up there. And Brad goes in there, and I remember like the first words out of my mouth, I was like, this is it, huh? And like, I'm just like, really? First words, huh, buddy? All right, whatever.
What camp is this at?
It's a camp in Dodge Ridge, like in Sonora.
Is it Jeunesse Park?
No, it's a camp called, I think the name's changed a couple times, but it's Camp Chinquapin. It's owned by a church in Merced. Ew. But if you know where Dodge Ridge Snowboarding Resort is, basically that's where it's at.
Yeah.
So PG's going to snowboard the whole time, right?
But you're saying I shouldn't be looking forward to this speaker cabin.
No, I think it's
really
fine.
What you're trying to say.
What I'm saying is, think back to your old Wolf Mountain days.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
You got it?
Got it. Yeah.
All right, good. Yeah, we're really excited to have you, PJ. Are you, you started working on that at all? Or?
I actually asked Parker, like, hey, what's the theme? And he said, you guys are still maybe working on theme.
We do have some theme nights that we've planned out.
Yeah,
we
I've heard told that. You about I heard these. It's a PJ theme weekend. It's is a PJ.
Well, because night one, the big.
We just going to shave our heads.
The big theme. No, the big theme the first night or the second night there is elderly. So dress elderly, like get some old school, like basically it's called a night at the retirement home. So we thought PJ will fit right in. PJ, you don't even need to dress up, basically.
That's what he said, yeah.
We can wear bathrobes.
You can wear whatever you want, yeah. And those those shoes with the Velcros, two straps on them.
Oh, yeah.
And then the second night
is... I'll probably put a bow tie on, I think.
Yeah. Second night is nerd night. So,
I fit right in with that, too.
PJ,
you fit right in. Well, and you have this Avengers shirt that you could wear, right? Isn't it an Avengers shirt?
I have an I'm a Nerd shirt.
Oh, you have an I'm a Nerd shirt. Yeah. There you go.
Which would even fit. But I do have a couple superheroes.
We're looking forward to it. We did not plan those based off of you, P.S. They came prior.
It just coincidentally.
So, coincidentally, it ties in very nicely with our guest speaker.
But I did hear you're still working on the theme, though, for actually the speaking portion.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll get that to you soon, all right? Yeah. It better be good.
It better be a good theme.
Okay.
Who's going to do the music?
We have decided that we'd like to get our students, because our high school worship band has really only been leading the last 4 or 5 months. Chris Beery filled in for us for about, 8 months last year. And so we didn't really have a band. And a guy from Hume Lake came down. His name's Matt Hyatt.
He didn't
come down. He works for Hume in town.
Right. He works at the Fresno office.
Fresno office, yeah. And so he and Andrew Correa have been leading worship, but we decided instead of bringing them as they're going to be the band, but instead of calling them the WSM High School Band, we're going to give them a band name and not tell the students who it is.
So they think some band named whatever.
Yeah, it'll be the Snappy Dragons.
Yeah, it'll be
Flaming Dragon.
Tongues.
Gnarly horns, and that's what we're gonna call them.
That's awesome.
Flaming Dragon Gnarly Horns.
but we're not gonna call it worship. It's not gonna be WORSHIP. It's gonna be WARSHIP, warship. It's time to get serious. So what intro music do you want for you, PJ? Wow. When you come up on the stage, we'll play some Eye of the Tiger or
I've never even thought about intro music.
Oh, okay.
So
we don't do intro.
Whatever you feel like fits me.
I wish I was snappier and smarter to have some really good song jokes.
Thought of the Charlie Brown theme.
The Charlie Brown.
I think you should do Beach Boys or something.
Beach Boys. Beach
That's
Boys.
His era.
Nat King Cole, something like 40s, right?
Oh wow!
When you were a teenager,
Roaring 20s music.
Billie Holiday.
Dave says the Eddie Griffith theme.
Andy Griffith.
What do you say? Andy Griffith?
Yeah.
May he rest in peace.
I was a teenager when Elton John was probably pretty popular.
Okay, we'll get
it.
Crocodile.
Stephen Curtis Chapman, Amy Grant, Mike W. Smith,
Tony Orlando and Dawn.
I don't know your names.
Steve Green,
Stevie Wonder.
Sonny and Cher, maybe.
Sandy Patty. Amy Grant. I have a secret playlist of Amy Grant.
So, PJ,
Sandy Patty.
So then next year.
Sherry was a big fan of Sandy Patty.
Oh, wow. Next year, after kind of winter camp and stuff, just kind of back in the rotation of the teaching schedule, you'll be teaching every once in a while, basically.
Yeah, every once in a while. You'll see me up there.
Well, if you guys don't know PJ, he's a really nice guy. He's at the North Campus for services. You're also at Starbucks every Monday?
Just about every Monday, yeah. Cedar and Shepherd.
Cedar and Shepherd. And I hear...
With your wife.
With my wife, Sherry, yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, somebody said they were talking with you, and then somebody came in really quick because they were having like a work, they had to get to work and they're like, PJ, I got to go to work, but I just need to talk to you really quick. Did that happen?
It happens. That happens quite a bit.
Okay. Yeah. They butt into somebody else.
Yeah, they'll come in and just say hi or something. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't think anybody really can butt in. They think they're butting in or.
But they're not. Really.
I want people to butt in all the time. It's just.
So you're there from when to when at Starbucks?
8 to noon.
8 to noon at which Starbucks?
Cedar and Shepherd.
Cedar and Shepherd. And that is, I guess that's right near the North Campus.
It is. Yeah. It's right near where I live.
How can we go to the Teague and. Oh, that is Cedar and Shepherd. Oh,
yeah,
I'm crazy.
Cedar and
I'm
Shepherd
a dummy.
One, yeah.
Do you sit outside or inside?
Inside.
So on Thursday mornings, we have a student ministries life group there. You should come on Thursday mornings, stop by
on
after
Thursday
winter camp.
Thursday morning.
Because they do a Clovis West Bible study. You should be like, what's up, guys?
What time are you there?
7 to 8:30-ish.
7 to 8:30. I might stop by sometime.
All right, PJ, if you want to see him on Sundays. He's usually not at the PM services. He decides, I don't want to show up. But he'll be there. He's also at Starbucks. And don't forget, if you see Sarah, to call her Phantom. So enjoy some more Snappy Dragons, and we will return with some announcements. Thanks, PJ.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. PJ is giving peace signs all around. Peace to everybody.
This
here.
Last off the air segment would be a perfect thing for people to see in our 100th episode video live.
Hey, you know, would you just burp and clear your throat?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Now, PJ, I would like to see if we'll put you in the Fast Five Hat Bowl to see who our special guest is going to be.
There's a Fast Five Hat Bowl still?
What?
I thought we threw that away.
Well, we got to decide who the guest is for the 100th episode.
Are we going to put all of our guests in it?
Oh, no, I'll just be your backup.
That's good.
That could be funny. Yeah, well, no, you know, PJ, you'll be in the Fast Six Hat. That's like if all the people.
Yeah, episode. I'll be in the backup hat.
So yeah, maybe we should do that. We should take all the guests we've ever had, put them all in a hat, and then we
all of our favorite guests in a hat.
And then if they say no, then we'll ask PJ.
Well, then we'll go to the next one that we pull.
Yeah.
And then maybe you.
But if we get through all, 70 different guests, then we'll pull your name out of the hat.
Yeah.
So, but we'll put you in there twice because you've been on the show twice. So
what number is this? Are we at 72?
This is 77.
77. Oh, yeah. We still have quite a few months.
This is for your 100th episode?
Yeah, we want to do a video in here.
So you think this is going to last that long? I mean, 100?
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
We're crossing our fingers.
There's the door. It's glass. Don't walk into it.
I mean, maybe after this episode, we'll lose a few listeners.
Look,
but
it's really hard for me to listen to this because I still don't know what time it airs. So when
PJ... That just totally made you sound like an old person.
This is
a podcast. It does not air any time. It goes online and you put it onto your phone, which your phone
you
is from the 14th
to it
century.
On the computer. You can listen to it on your computer.
Now, how do you even listen to it?
Me? Yeah, on my computer. Yeah, on my laptop.
So why just stop it after 20 minutes?
Why stop it after 20 minutes?
We interview people with very engaging conversations. And you basically are saying, look, well, I'm the only one who's important.
PJ, we basically listened to you last night for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you can at least listen to our episode.
Let's make a deal, PJ.
What's the deal?
Oh, there's a game called that. Let's make a deal.
I will listen from here on out to all your sermons that you give at the well if you promise to listen to our Spoutcast the following day, the full episode.
The full episode?
Yeah.
I'll do my best.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, one thing we also need to say about PJ.
One
thing we also need to remember about PJ is he is a self-proclaimed liar.
Oh.
A self-proclaimed liar? He's going to do his best.
Is that a spiritual gift that you choose not to exercise and you love people with
at
it?
At times.
Okay.
What is this segment anyway that Sarah was trying to introduce?
This is the final segment.
Sarah was trying to introduce.
I tried.
PJ, be a blessing. Be a blessing,
I was trying, but I kept getting interrupted.
I've never gotten this far in the show, so where
I believe her name is Phantom.
I'm sorry. Juicebox. Yeah. So where
this
were we
is
going
the part of the show where we make announcements.
But we don't ever have announcements.
Yeah, we don't really have announcements.
But we just say.
Sometimes we do spout outs.
Yeah.
Oh, do you guys do like news, like new, like no, headlines and that kind of stuff?
We used to do that.
Like anybody going to, like the debates
or, you know, what's going on?
We don't want to get too political, you know? We just, we like to have.
When Megan Jade was on the show, we used to get super political.
Oh, really?
Because she's political.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Political people make me tired.
They're not Megan Jade.
I just like to make jokes. So, and then be serious for the couple segments.
And whatever Christian wants, that's what we do.
So this announcement thing is just, it's just like a cover.
It used to be my segment because we all had our different segments and then we don't really do announcements anymore. So I don't really have segment anymore.
You know what? You should just have this segment, Sarah.
I don't have a segment.
Yeah, we used to have a thing. Oh, it was this is the spout and we're out.
Oh, I do have that.
Yeah.
Oh.
That is my thing.
Well, if you did still have this segment, what would you be announcing?
Yeah, go for it, Sarah. I mean, sorry, Phantom.
Like maybe an engagement or something? Would you be announcing that?
Oh, my gosh.
Would you be announcing maybe...
there's a tri-tip.
Our friend Jordana did get engaged, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Here's to you, Jordana and Jared.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know Jordana.
Yeah.
What are some announcements?
Tri-tip fundraiser is coming up November 4th to support our missions trips that are happening this winter. So you can order your tri-tip at your campus on November 4th.
Mm-hmm. Pre-order, though.
Oh, pre-order?
Pick it up on November 4th.
Oh, you pre-order
tickets
the weeks before.
Start being sold this Sunday.
Oh, look at that. I didn't even know. There's that. Academy is happening. You can still join, mm-hmm. still jump in.
On piggybacking on the tri-tip, each mm-hmm. campus will have a connecting event after the 11 o'clock service.
Oh.
So your family can get their tri-tip meal, stay, and hang out with everyone.
Great. And
which one's PJ going to be at?
Fig.
Are you?
I'm going to be at Fig when?
Kingsburg.
What? Madeira. The new Madeira launch.
I'm not coming. Period. We also got our Instagram. Now, this week's Instagram, I just want to make sure people could see how good PJ looked on Sunday. So I took a screenshot of the sermon. And PJ, I'm telling you, that shirt matched very well with the backlighting. And
took a picture of me on video.
On video, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, sometimes there's a guy in the audience that takes shot like pictures of some of the pastors on the stage teaching.
Yeah.
Happens every once in a while. Yeah. So we got Instagram. We got our Twitter account. Yeah. We've got our Facebook account. I feel like people more than ever have started to comment on our pictures. I don't know if you guys have noticed that.
Yeah,
we
noticed.
People were not too pleased with the Biebs last week, but I said,
yeah,
you know what?
My mom texted me and was like, I feel a little weird that you know all the lyrics to the Bieber songs.
It's whatever. It's culture. We're being culturally engaged, mom, guys, right. So I wouldn't worry too much about it.
I work with high school students, so I have to know the deets.
Totally. And well, hey, this is the spout.
We're out. Wow.
For you.